Alléluia. Glory be to the name of the Lord, for his mercy is enduring forever. We thank God for another beautiful day, the 21st day of the month of June, year 2022. We appreciate the Lord for his grace. We appreciate the Lord for his mercy. We appreciate the Lord for what the Almighty God has done in our lives. Wherever you are, I want you to glorify him. I want you to honor him. I want you to lift up your voice and bless his name. Let's thank the Lord for the gift of life, for his mercies, for his loving kindness. Appreciate him wherever you are. Glorify his name. Say, Lord, I thank you. Can you join me and say, thank you, Jesus, 7 times? Let's go. Thank you, Jesus. 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 I decree into your life that from this moment, favor shall locate you. Mercy of God shall locate you. The hand of the Lord shall promote you. Your destiny shall begin to move forward with a high speed. In the name of Jesus, every decision taken against you in the coven of witchcraft, that decision shall not prosper. Any power that vowed to pull you down shall go down for you in the name of Jesus. Any sacrifice carried against you, it shall backfire to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Any altar erected against your progress, erected against your destiny, erected against your labor, I command the altar to catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to bless the name of the Lord and worship him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Can you just take any song of praises you love and bless the Lord with it and appreciate the Lord with it and glorify the Lord with it? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God, you are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy. Mighty God. You are worthy, worthy. Oh, you are worthy, worthy. You are worthy, worthy. El Shaddai. Thank you, Jesus. Now it is time to pray. This is high voltage prayer program. And in this program, we pray with high voltage. We pray with the spirit of I must recover. We pray with fervency and we pray with violence. I want you to take all the prayers here and pray them very, very well. As you are praying, instantly the power of the Lord shall come upon your life. As you are praying, instantly that very situation that you don't want your life shall disappear. As you are praying, instantly there shall be healing, deliverance taking place in your life. I want you to pray this prayer with power. You will say, every affliction programmed into my body. The prayer is every affliction programmed to my body, die. Are you ready now? When you say die, you mean it must expire. When you say die, it means that it must not prosper. When you say die, it means that the root of that thing should expire, should be no more. That is just what we are saying. So the word die is a warfare word. I want you to pray very well. Say every affliction that liko paraka program into my life. In the name of Jesus, every affliction program to my life. In the name of Jesus, every affliction program to my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Say inherited demotion. I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, inherited demotion. I am not your candidate. In the name of Jesus, inherited demotion. I am not your candidate. In Jesus' name we pray. Say powers using the night to torment me. In the name of Jesus. Powers using the night to torment me. power in the name of Jesus. Powers using the night to torment me. In Jesus' name we pray. You pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my destiny from the grip of witchcraft power in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the grip of witchcraft power in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the grip of witchcraft power in the name of Jesus. I withdraw my destiny from the grip of witchcraft power in Jesus' name we pray. Say, plantation of darkness in my life be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of darkness in my life be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say this one very well. Say, any evil meeting going on in this environment, that is your own environment, any evil meeting going on in this environment against my life, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every evil meeting going on in this environment against my life, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil meeting going on in this environment against my life, scatter in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Get a bottle of water if you have one by your side, or get a bottle of oil as I'm going to pray on them now. If you don't have any of these, you can also get a mantle. A mantle could be an handkerchief beside you, a clothing material, anything you can lay your hand upon just to stand as a point of contact. So that when I pray now, the power of God will move from here and touch those things you are holding. And instantly, as we begin to use them, there will be testimony. Lord, I thank you because you are good. I give you glory because you are the Lord that never fails. I pray now that the oil and the water and the mantle in the hands of your children shall receive the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of deliverance, the anointing for signs and wonders. The power of the Holy Ghost shall enter into the oil and the water, and that power shall overshadow the mantle in the name of Jesus Christ. This instrument shall be instrument of power, instrument of healing, instrument of deliverance, instrument for signs and wonders in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now take this particular oil, if your own is oil or water, take it now and you drink a little. We are going to healing section now. Thank you, Father. Drink a little. I hope you have taken a little now. Now, you pray this prayer now. Say, anything inside my body that is not from God, get out by fire. You are going to shout, get out by fire, as if you are speaking against a rabid dog. Anything inside my body that is not of God, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything inside my body that is not of God, get out by fire, get out by fire, get out by fire, get out by fire. In the name of Jesus, anything inside my body that is not of God, get out by fire, get out by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Take the oil and rub it on your chest and lay your hand on your chest. Say, arrow fire into my body to make me sick. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my body to make me sick. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my body to make me sick. Go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Arrow fire into my body to make me sick. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. You will now shout loud and clear. Say, any embargo of darkness place upon my head, scatter in the name of Jesus. Any embargo of darkness place upon my head, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Any embargo of darkness place upon my head, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Any embargo of darkness place upon my head, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Any embargo of darkness place upon my head, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil now and rub it on your two legs. Rub it very well on your legs. On your two legs. Now, you will now say this one very well. Say, inherited disease operating against my legs, Inherited disease operating against my leg. Can you say it very well? Inherited disease operating against my leg. Be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus. Inherited disease operating against my legs. Be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed, be destroyed. In Jesus' name we pray. Still lay your hand on your legs. Say, any growth or swollen part of my legs, Holy Ghost fire, enter into it in the name of Jesus. Any growth or swollen part of my legs, Holy Ghost fire, enter into it, enter into it, enter into it, enter into it. In Jesus' name we pray. Still lay your hand on your leg. Say, Holy Ghost, overshadow my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my legs in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, overshadow my legs, overshadow my legs. In Jesus' name we pray. You now shout with anger, with a serious anger. Say, every generational curse afflicting my body, break in the name of Jesus. Every generational curse afflicting my body, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, the sickness my father suffered, the sickness my mother suffered, that I am suffering the same sickness. What are you waiting for? Yeah, in the name of Jesus. The sickness my father suffered, the sickness my mother suffered, that I'm still facing the same sickness. What are you waiting for? Yeah, in the name of Jesus. The sickness my father suffered, the sickness my mother suffered, that I'm passing through the sickness now. What are you waiting for? Dear, dear, dear. In Jesus' name we pray. Now mention the name of what you are passing through. Mention the name of the sickness or disease of any kind. It can be glaucoma. It can be cataract. It can be ulcer. It can be arthritis. It can be anything. Just mention the name and you are going to call it loud and clear. I'm going to mention just one for you to understand. You mention it very well. Are you ready now? Say, glaucoma of my father's house. My body is not your candidate. Dear, in the name of Jesus, glaucoma of my father's house. My body is not your candidate. Dear, 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 dear. In Jesus' name, say, glaucoma of my mother's house. My body is not your habitation. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, glaucoma of my mother's house. My body is not your habitation. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, glaucoma of my mother's house. My body is not your habitation. Yeah. In Jesus' name, we pray. You might need to take your time, even after this broadcast, take your time to call that sickness name. Mention the name. If it's back pain, if it's high blood pressure, if it's asthma, if it's arthritis, if it's osteomyelitis, whatever the name may be, if it's cataract, you mention it and you call it very well. You shout it. It's the asthma of my father's house. My body is not your habitation. Die. Asthma of my mother's house. My body is not your habitation. Die. Take 5 minutes to pray these prayers. You will notice a lot of things. Then you rub your leg, you rub your oil, the oil in your hand on that very particular portion. Take time to pray this prayer often. You can even take this prayer and pray it, not necessarily today. You can repeat the prayer. You can repeat the prayer. I have some people who say they repeat some prayers I have prayed since last year, and they are today still getting the, you know, the value and the breakthrough attached to that prayer. No, prayer is not a waste, and prayer never lost any value. Prayer remains potent and strong. So you can repray the prayer, and the Lord will answer you in the name of Jesus. I take the oil and rub it on your stomach and say, every organ of my body, receive deliverance in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance, receive deliverance. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand. Say, my hand, reject bewitchment in the name of Jesus. You, my hand, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, yesterday we were talking about prayer to move your destiny forward. Your destiny is the purpose why you are born. Your destiny is the reason why you are on earth. Your destiny is the blueprint of heaven concerning your life. There are prayers you must pray to move your destiny forward. These kind of prayers, there are prayers that When you begin to pray them, then whatever has tied down your destiny will be dismantled and your destiny begin to move forward. The first kind of prayer, like I told you yesterday, is prayer to dismantle evil legal ground. Evil legal ground. A legal ground is a point of contact. A legal ground is an access point inside somebody's life. A legal ground is like a satanic door. That is why the Bible said in 2 Corinthians 2:11 that lest Satan should get an advantage of us. That an advantage of us could be a legal ground, for we are not ignorant of his devices. A legal ground can be the right of the enemy to torment us. When you say legal ground, it means the right of the enemy, the right of the demon, the right of the devil to torment us. That is what we call a legal ground. You know, the Bible says something in Psalm 125 verse 3. It said, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous, so that the righteous will not put their hands into iniquity. Meaning that if the rod of the wicked rests upon the righteous will put their hands on iniquity. There is possibility that the rod of the wicked can rest upon the righteous, and the righteous will put his hand on iniquity. Why? Because there are doorways that has opened a legal ground for the rod of the wicked to walk. The Bible says, for the rod of the wicked shall not rest upon the lot of the righteous. Because normally the rod of the wicked must not rest upon the lot of the righteous. But the Bible is saying, if that rod eventually land upon the righteous, upon the lot of the righteous, he said the righteous then will put his hand into iniquity. So there we have seen that there's something called the rod of the wicked. And we have seen that that rod of the wicked could rest upon the righteous if there are legal ground for that rod of the wicked to walk. What are these legal grounds? Number one is willful sin. You know this thing is bad and you go ahead doing it. You go ahead getting into sin. Sin is a destroyer and it will always cause trouble. You know that this I must not do, then you go ahead doing it. You are married, you go ahead catching up another woman. You are doing what? Your conscience is even telling you this is not good. Then you open a door for the enemy to walk. You open a door for the rod of the wicked to walk. Number two is unforgiveness. If you harbor unforgiveness in your heart, it will open door for the enemy to walk. It will be a legal ground for the enemy to walk. Number three is generational curses. Curses that runs in the family. Curses that put everybody in that family under what we call collective captivity. Curses that can affect even somebody that is not yet born. If there are generational curses, it will make the family members to be having sicknesses that are, you know, always common in that family, because there is a generational curse in that family. I'm going to stop there today. We go on tomorrow. And it's time for you to pray. Confess your sin unto the Lord. Tell the Lord to have mercy. Tell the Lord to show his mercy upon you. In Jesus' name we pray. Now get ready as we pray. I want you to pray with strength and with power. Say, my blood, receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. You, my blood, receive fresh fire in the name of Jesus. You, my blood, receive fresh fire. Receive fresh fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every witchcraft conspiracy against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft conspiracy against my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft conspiracy against my destiny, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire, scatter by fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every arrow fire into my body, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every arrow fired to my body, go back to the sender, go back to the sender, go back to the sender in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, every power attacking my glory, there in the name of Jesus. Every power attacking my glory, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power attacking my glory, die by fire in the name of Jesus. Every power attacking my glory, die in the name of Jesus. Every power attacking my glory, die by fire in Jesus' name. We pray. You are going to open your mouth and say this one. Say, every power that have swallowed my destiny, vomit them in the name of Jesus. Every power that have swallowed my destiny, vomit them, vomit them, vomit them, vomit them, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it. Every power that have swallowed my destiny, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it, vomit it now, vomit it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Pray this prayer. Say, every witchcraft oppression in my life, yeah, in the name of Jesus, every witchcraft oppression in my life, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. This is the next prayer, and I want you to use all your strength to pray this prayer. Pray this prayer as if it's the last prayer you pray. Say, anything representing me at any evil altar, be destroyed by the fire of God, in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me, anything representing me at any evil altar, be destroyed by the fire of God in the name of Jesus. Anything representing me at any evil altar, be destroyed by the fire of God in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I thank you because you are God, and I appreciate you for what you have done. Thank you for today. Thank you for your power. This prayer we have prayed, now let it begin to work wonders. Every satanic incantation against your peace shall be destroyed by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. As many that pray these prayers, they shall have testimony. The power of God shall fall upon them. They shall experience instant healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, God has done something great here. And if you have testimony, share it with us. Send it to our WhatsApp number, 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, Fexter Town. And our international headquarters is at number 13, Olasimbo Street, Unike Sabuyaba, just behind second gate of University of Lagos and 10 minutes drive from Queen's College. God bless you in Jesus' name.